Okay, Rabbi Sai. Today's daf is daf Nun Zayin. We're holding the top line of Nun Zayin Umad Aleph, where the Gemara continues talking about seeing various things or words or objects in a cholim and what the interpretation is given by Chazal. Says Gemara, Haroya Huna Bachalim, a person who sees the name Huna. We all know, of course, that there is a famous Amoira by the name of Rav Huna, who is a Talmud of Rav. But we don't mean that you saw Rav Huna in a cholim, but as the Gemara will say in another two or three lines, and as Rashi already says now, we're talking that you saw the name written on presumably a piece of paper, or a piece of cloth, or just the name hovering in mid-air. You saw that in a cholim. Neis nasolai. That's a simen that you will be the beneficiary of a nes. What's the reason why? Says Rashi, because the nun in Huna is connected the nun of Nes. This by itself is really not enough, because after all, then the name Noach should be the same, or Aharon should be the same. Vosep is dafka the nun of Huna. Zung the Meforishim, because the word Huna, the hey of Huna, is Meschalef. Aleph, hey, ches, and ayin are oisiois meschalfois. So therefore, you can take out the hey and put in the word, the letter ches, becomes like chuna, and chuna means chain. So therefore, the Pasuk is telling you, or the Gemara is telling you, that if you see the word chuna, which is chain, a Kodesh Baruch Hu is giving you special grace, like the word rachem v'chanan, Vichuneka, Kodesh Baruch Hu gives us chen. So this person who has seen chuna chen in a dream, then it's a simon he'll have a nes. Now, if he sees instead the name Chanina, Chananya, or Yoichanan, notice in each one of these three words you have two nuns, and each one of them is from the shorish of again chen. What's the halacha? That's the mit. What the Gemara say? Nisim nisim nasulai. Not only will he see one nes, but he'll be the beneficiary of multiple nisim. Haroya hesped b'chalayim. A person sees a eulogy, and as the Gemara is going to explain in a moment, we don't mean that you see in a cholim a rabbi eulogizing someone who passed away, and you have a crowd of 50 people, but rather he sees the word hesped written out. Then what's the din? Min hashamayim chasu olav. It's a simon that min hashamayim they had rachmanis on him. Chos is a relation of mercy, compassion. Upadu, and they were poid to him, meaning that they redeemed him, that Baruch Hashem he will continue to live and everything is fine. And the reason for that is because the word hesped is like chas, paid. Chas, HaKadosh Baruch Hu had rachmanis, and paid from a relation of pidyon, HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed him, that everything will be fine. Once again, you see the hesped written out on a piece of paper, or just written out in oisius, but not that you actually saw a real live hesped in the Yerchalim. Right. Yehesh Mei Rabba Mavarach. If a person sees himself in a cholim saying Yehesh Mei Rabba, Muftach Lo Yishuhu Ben Olam Haba. Because he is obviously praising Hashem. He's saying Hashem's name should be great and should be blessed. And therefore, that shows his Dveikis in Hashem, and then Meir Hashem, he'll get a chelik in Olam Haba. HaKoryu Krishma, a person who is Koryu Krishma in a dream, Roy Shetisha Olav Shechina, he's worthy that the Shechina should be Shoyra on him, Alashain Doiroi Zakoy Lekach. Because anybody that leans Krishma, that's in itself a simon that he's being mekabel ol malchus shemayim. So therefore, in his dream, he deserves that the Shechina should be Shoyra because he's mekabel. However, the rest of the door is not on his lofty madrega, and therefore, the Shechina, unfortunately, will not be Shoyra. Haminiach tefillin b'chalayim, a person who is putting on tefillin in his cholim yitzapa l'gdula, he should expect to be elevated. Why? Shenem v'ro kolam yaretz, kishem v'shem nikro lecha, v'yoru mimeka. And what does this refer to? V'tanya b'leza godloimer elu tefillin shebaroish. So it says that the Ami Aretz are going to see the Tefillin Shebaroish and V'yoru Mimeka, and they will have awe and fear of you, reverence for you. That's a simon that you're going to go up in Madrega, and they'll have more reverence and respect. Hamispal b'cholayim, if a person is davening in a cholim, simon yofalai, that's a good simon, because it shows that he has dveikus to Hashem. And this is in particular if he wakes up and he's still in the middle of davening. which Rashi explains means he still has that kesher to Hashem, and he hasn't even finished with the kesher. So that's a very good simin yof. Now, from here, for the next 10 lines, the Gemara is going to say pila ploim, things that are hard to understand. Habal ima b'chalayim, a person who lives with his own mother in a dream, yitzap labina, he should expect to get understanding. Shnemet says the pasuk ki im labina tikra. The word im is spelled with a chirik, and pashup shat means ki im labina tikra, a person's calling out for understanding and wisdom. However, the bar is darshening im as if it says ki aim, it's ki aim labina tikra, so therefore there's a connection between aim, the mother, and bina, bina. So yitzap labina. Habal naram murasa, a person who lives with a naram murasa, yitzap la toira, he should expect to be zoicha to toira, shenema toira tivala namoisha, moirasha kilis yakob, atikari moirasha. Moirasha, of course, would mean the inheritance, the legacy of kilis yakob, but elem moirasa. And so therefore, toira tivala namoisha, moirasa kilis yakob, from a naram murasa, that is a shaykhis to toira. Habal la choisa b'chalev, a person lives with his own sister, yitzap la chachma, shenema. So we see again the connection between Chachma and between Achoisai, between his sister. Habalei ish b'chalayim, a person who lives with a married woman, with Mrs. Smith. Muftach lo yishu ben olam haba. So then it's a guarantee, muftach, that he's going to ben olam haba. And the Vusot ben olam haba tzitin with Eishas ish. So Rashi explains that if you look at the Rashi, six lines from the top, Muftach lo yishu ben olam haba, v'noytel chelkoi v'chelek chaveira b'gan Eden, d'domi le'eshes ish. Meaning that when a person is married, he has a second portion, so to speak, he has his second half, his other plag gufa, and therefore every married person is like two people together. So similarly, we know that everybody is born kol yisrael yeshlam chelek lam haba. And if a person does mitzvahs in this world and he's ocha, he gets his chelik. However, if he doesn't do mitzvahs, then he forfeits his chelik to someone else. And who's that other person? The other person is upon that zoicha. So, therefore, just like a man, when he has his wife, he has an additional chelik, so to speak. He has a woman that's mutter to him and usher to everybody else. Same thing is, this person will have another chelik, which will only be for him and not for anybody else, this person who saw an Eishes Ish b'chalayim. But now the Gemara adds a very important condition. That he doesn't even know that Eishes Ish, that he didn't think about her the night before or during the day before. Because if he did think about her, then not only is he not a ben olam haba, if you will, you can go and call him an osforf. What is he thinking about somebody else's wife? But the point is, if he doesn't know, he just heard the name Mrs. Nancy Smith, and then he lives with Mrs. Nancy Smith at night, and not that he lived with her, in the cholim he lived with her, so that's a simon shemayim that he's going to receive a double portion. Right, Umra Pri Baraba, Horeya Chitim Chalim. If a person is going to see, a person who saw Chitim, of course, is wheat, he saw it in a cholim, Ra'a Shalom, he has seen an omen, a simon of Shalom, of peace. Shnemer hasam gvudach Shalom, chitav chitim yaspiech. So you see the Pasuk joins together Shalom and chitim. So you see chitim, you'll see Shalom. Ra'a Sa'irim acholim, if a person sees gerstin, barley in acholim, Sor avonois, if it's a simon that his avonis have gone away. Shnemer, it says in the Pasuk, v'sor avonich v'chatoscha techupar. Now the word v'sar avoynech, if you take those two words together, it's similar in spelling to, or at least similar in sound to s'oyrim. So s'oyrim and sar avoynech, it means that his averus have left him. And Omer Rabzeirus said about himself, Anolei saklami bavel Eretz Yisrael, I had the desire to go in aliyah to Eretz Yisrael, however, I was concerned that I was not on the proper madrega of kedusha and tahara, until at the chazoi sari b'chalmi, when I saw this cholim with the sa'irim, so then I knew that sarav enosav. Now I have a clean slate, and therefore I'm able to go up to Eretz Yisrael, and that's when I moved to Eretz Yisrael. Haroi gefen tuna b'chalim, a person who sees a vine that is laden with clusters of grapes in a dream. Ein ishta mapelas lefalim is a good simon that his wife will not be mapel. Shenemar eshtecha ki gefen poiria. Eshtecha is like ishtecha, your wife. Ki gefen poiria will be like a fruitful vine of the vineyard. If a person sees a sereka, sereka means a branch of the vine of the vineyard, yitzapel Mashiach, then he can assume Mashiach will come. Shenemar uisri la gefen iroi vla sereka bni asoinai. The Pasuk on the surface is not talking about Mashiach. However, if you look up the Rashi and the Targum on that Pasuk, Rashi quotes the Targum and says that this is talking about a Pasuk, Le'asad Lavoi, that there's going to be so many grapes and so much wine, La'asireka, for one branch of the vineyard. B'ni Asoina, you'll be able to go and load all of the produce of one sereka on one osain, on one young donkey. Meaning that normally, bezman hazeh, if a person has a vineyard, so presumably you would load onto one donkey from numerous vines in the vineyard. Here it's telling us, losad lobai, there's going to be so much that you'll be able to go and load onto one bni asoinai, one young donkey, from one sereka, there'll be so much, so many grapes, so much volume of grapes that you'll be able to load a full donkey with just one. So that's the Yitzapel Mashiach. That'll be the Mashiach Tzad. Haroi Yitzayin B'chalem, a person who sees a fig, Teirasi Mishtemeres Bekirba, is a simon that his Torah will remain with him with Hashmira. Shenema, like it says in the Pasuk, Noitzer Te'ena Yoichel Piria. Noitzer Te'ena, Noitzer of course means to protect, a protection, so therefore Noitzer Te'ena goes together, Yoichel Piria, your Peiris will be protected. Haroi Yitzayin B'chalem, a person who sees a remine is a pomegranate. If they're zutri, if they are small pomegranates, pori asakeha kirimaina, then his asik, his business, is going to be fruitful, just like a remine. As you know, remine has in it, they say, 613 such pits in them. And I don't know of anybody that has ever actually counted them. Most people stop when they get to 250 or whatever, but they say the 613. Anyway, so the point is that there's so much in the remine, even if they're small remine, it's a simon that this person's business is going to be fruitful, like a remine. Ravravi, if they are large remine, Rabbi Asakeka remine, then his business is going to increase like a remine. I'm not sure what the difference is between the Pari Asakir and the Ravi Asakir, but presumably Ravi is greater because of the fact that these are small Rimayim and these are large Rimayim, so it's not just going to be fruitful, it's going to increase probably many times. Palgi, when happens if you only find a half a Rimayim, then that's what you see in the dream. Im Talmud Chochem, who you tap the Torah. If he's a Talmud Chochem, he should expect to see Torah. Shnema Eshkecha, Miyain Harekach, Me Asis Rimayini. I'm going to give you to drink miyayin rekach, from spiced wine, me'asis rimoini, from the juice of the rimoinim. So the point is, yayin rekach is referring to the Torah, and you're saying it's faglichent, it's a parallel, it's compared to the asis, the juice that is emitted by a rimoin. The pasuk itself, Gemara is darshening elsewhere. If you look at the Rashi here, Yitzapel HaToyah Shneim Ashkecha Miyayin HaRekach Hainu Torah, and the Medrash Rabbah speaks further about the fact that this Yayin HaRekach is referring to Torah. Okay, so Torah is related to Rimonim. That's if he's a Talmud Chacham. V'im Am Ha'aretz, if he's an Am Ha'aretz, Yitzapel HaMitzvos, he should assume he's going to be Zoicha to Mitzvah. Shneim says in the Pasuk, Kefelach HaRimon Rakoseich, Felach is a portion, a cut of the remain, in this case half of the remain. Rakosech, what means rakosech? Mai, rakosech, shafilo rekonen, shebach, malay mitzvah karimain. That even those, the leidegeirs, rekonen means those that are empty, are malay mitzvah karimain, so therefore that's a good simon when you see even a half a remain in a dream. Horei is eisim achalim. What happens if you see olives in a dream? Sutri, if they're small, pari verobi, vikoi, isakeo, Kizaisim, your asokim, your business is going to grow and be fruitful, just like Zaisim, just like olives. Bahani mili peri. That's daf if you see zaysim in the dream. Aval inli, if you see trees in the dream, having le bana marub, and then you're going to have lots of children. Shenemet says the pasuk, benecha kishsile zaysim savu l'shulchanecha. Your children will be kishsile, like shoots from the zaysim, from the olive trees. The Gemara seems to be missing a couple of words, because we started off that if you see zaysim, which are zutri, small ones, then pari v'raviv koyasekeh kizaysim. L'choyer, the Gemara should continue on, and if you see large zaysim, what would be the story? See, the article points out this difficulty and brings other gersois. Ikri Amri, horoy zayis b'chloim. Another version, if you see a zayis, an olive in a dream, shem tov yoytzalar, you're going to have a good reputation. Shnema zayis ranan yefei pri toyar, kora Hashem shimcha. That by the fact that you have the zayis again is the olive, ranan, a moist zayis, yefei pri toyar, kora Hashem shimcha. Hashem is going to call out your name. It says kora Hashem shemech, not shemecha, sorry. Kora Hashem shemech. Hashem is going to call out your name, and it's going to be a pri toyar name. So you're going to have a shem toy v'yoytzalai. You see olive oil, it's up the Torah, then you can expect more Torah. Shem says the pasuk, Hashem and Zayis Zoch, Kosis Lamor. This is the pasuk, of course, which introduces the Indian of the Menorah, and you put Shem and Zayis in the Menorah. So if you see Shem and Zayis, then that reminds you of the Menorah, and Menorah reminds you of Kiner Mitzvah Torah, or Menorah in the Beis Hamikdash symbolizes Torah. So bottom line is, you're going to be zoicha tomorrow. Right, tomorrow machalom, if you see dates, tam avanoisav, shnemar tam avoinich bas tzion. So the word tam and the word tamar come from the same shoresh of tam, and therefore tam avoinich means that your avoinis are going to end. Omer of Yosef, haroya eiz machalom, if you see a goat in a dream, shonem isparechaslai, it's a simon that the year is going to be gebenched. Ezim, Shonim Misparchaslai. If you see two or more goats, that means that the years are going to be benched. Shenemet says in Pasuk, V'dei Chalev Izim Lilach Mecha. V'dei Chalev Izim, that it'll be enough just from the Chalev Izim, from the milk of goats, Lilach Mecha, for your sustenance, for your bread. Is the Chasimin that when you see the Izim, that's going to give you basic sustenance and you're going to have basic brach. Reya Hadas Bachalai. If you see a Hadas, Hadus, of course, is from the Hadassim, like we use on Sukkis. Nechosim Matzliach Alayi. The Simon Nechosim will be Matzliach. What's the reason why? Rashi says, because the Hadassim have so many leaves. As we know, the Hadassim are three leaves come out of every spot, from every, you know, level there of the Hadassim. Think of the difference between Hadassim and Arava. So you can have an Arava with the Chvayis 10 leaves on it, and you can have a hodos parallel to it, which has 3, 3, 3, 3, 3, maybe having a chwais 30 leaves on it. So there's so many leaves, and Rashi says they're peklia. Klia means that they're like braided. So that's a good simon that shunim that nechosim atzlichalai. The mainly nechosim, what happens if he doesn't have any nechosim? So that, you know, the bracha has to be chal yesh meyesh, not yesh meayin. So how are the nechosim going to explode, and how are they going to increase? Yerushin, a fellow slave, Makkah, Makkah, Kodesh Baruch Hu, will cause that he'll get a Yerushin inheritance from somewhere unexpectedly. Ula, the Amidul Masi Satan, we learned in the Braisa, Vahud, the Chose, Bekanayu. The staff, if you see the Hadassah when they're still Machuber, the Karka, they're still attached to the ground. That's a simon that they'll continue to be fruitful. Roya Esrig Bachaloyim, if you see an Esrig in a dream, Hodur Hulaf Nekoine, that shows that he are considered to be Hodur, handsome, so to speak, or beautiful in the eyes of your master. We know that an estrig is called a pri etzadar, so this individual is like an etzadar. If you see tomorrow in Bachalayim, I'm sorry, kapoyis tamar, period. If you see a lulav in the cholim, that means that this person's heart is devoted to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. And the reason is because the word lulav is spelled lo lev. To him is one heart. Low lave. That lave is lave echel over shabashamai. Roy avas bechalim. If you see a goose in a dream, you tap the chachma. You should expect to see chachma shenemar, chachmois bachut toroina. Now the toroina means it will make a lot of noise. So chachmois bachut, the wisdom in the street, will toroina will make a lot of noise. And among all of the fowl, the one that perhaps shrieks and makes the loudest noise are the geese. If you ever see geese walking down the street or whatever, they make lots and lots of tumult. So this meant to itap al chokhmah, because chokhmah is related to taroina, to the geese that make noise. Vabalel, a person who sees in his cholam that he's living with an avaz, have a Rosh Hashiva. What's up with Rosh Hashiva? Because Rosh Hashiva, by definition, in the good old days, there were no microphones, and many times people gave drushes outside open air, so they had to project their voices. That's why many Rosh Hashivas had an amoira, a professional voice projector, so to speak. But they also had to speak loudly, and therefore that's like the noise of the geese. So Bo'aleh have a Rosh Hashiva, he's going to be a great Rosh Hashiva. Omar Ravashi, Ravashi says about himself, Ani Re'isiya, I had a dream of seeing an avos in a cholim. Ubasileh and Aitaka lived with the avos in the cholim. The Salkas Ligdul, and after that I became a Rosh Hashiva. I think Rashi says it became the Rav of Masam Chasya. It says Rosh Hashiva, but Masam Chasya. It became Rosh Hashiva, Masam Chasya. That was the town where Rav Ashi lived. And of course Rav Ashi was one of the all-time greats, because just like Rabbeinu HaKodesh, Rabbi Yehuda HaNossi, was Mesadar the Mishnayis, Ravina and Ravashi, and we're talking about Ravashi, were Mesadar the Talmud, the Gemara. Right, a Tarnagol, B'chalim, a person who sees a Tarnagol, that's a rooster, Yitzapel ben Zohar. He'll be Zoicher ben Zohar. Tarnagolim, Yitzapel Bonim Zchorim, he'll be Zoicher to many Zchorim children. The Tarnagolim and Tarnagolis, when they mate, produce lots and lots of children. In fact, we learned back in Masechtas Nida that the Chum were Masakan, that the Oynes Tamid and Chum is Me'erev Shabbos L'Erev Shabbos. I think Gemara said, because if we don't want them to live with their wives, Ketarne Goylem. Gemara uses the expression that if they're not busy, then they would go and live the Tashmish would frequently like Tarne Goylem. One of the Mefarshim says the reason why Tarne Goylem is because we see from our Gemara here that when you see a Tarnagol in a dream, that is Yitzapla ben Zohar, because Tarnagolim and Tarnagolis mate frequently, and that's why you have egg farms where people are dedicated to growing eggs just based on roosters and hens. Of course, a lot of that today is by using methods even without the mating of the male and the female, but the point is that they produce lots of offspring. So if you see a Tarnagol, you'll see one ben zachar, and if you see a tiny goylim, you'll see many bottom zachar. If you see a tiny goyless, that's the female, itzap le tabitza no'o v'gila. You'd expect to have a tabitza. The word tabitza has two interpretations. Either it means a beautiful garden, a gina, or tabitza means a beautiful besmedish, because a besmedish is a place where there marbits toira, harbatzas toira. So that's the word tabitza. It means either a garden or it means a besmedish. So zoktimor, itzap le tabitza no'o v'gila, that it's going to be a beautiful garden, v'gila, and it's going to be joyful. What does it have to do with Tarnagoilis? So Rashi says Tarnagoilis is like Rosh Hatevois. Tar is Tarbitza, ni of the Tarnagoilis, ne is the Noe, and the Goilis, it's the Gila. So those three words together, Tarnagoilis, Tarbitza, no v'gila. Haroi Bein Mechalem, a person who sees eggs in his dream, Taluya Bakashosai. That means any Bakash that he sends to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that he asks of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, it's bisafek. Why? Just like an egg, until you peel the egg, or until you crack open the egg, you don't know what you're going to find inside. Are you going to find in it a nice egg to cook, to fry? Or are you going to find in it a chick? Maybe you're going to find in it a dead chick. Maybe you're going to go and find a blitzstrup. You're going to find some blood spot. Anyway, you don't know, so that's why it's tluya. Nishtab, once you break it, that means the Kodesh Baruch Hu has listened to your tefillah, by the fact that now it's crystal clear what's inside this egg, since it's now broken. And the same thing applies to egg goizim, to nuts which have a shell around them. And kishuim are gourds or pumpkins. Take for instance today, you go and buy in the supermarket, you go and buy a large watermelon, and then you cut it up when you get home. Sometimes it's beautiful, it's fresh, it's kishmak, and sometimes you find that this watermelon has already been there 2 or 3 weeks and it's already sour, it's no good. So you don't know what it's going to be until you crack it open. Same thing applies to any klei zchuchis. It's a little bit schwer to understand, because klei zchuchis, if it's transparent, you see what's going on inside. unless you're telling me that it's not a transparent glass, it's colored glass, if you will, and let's assume it has a cover to it, so you don't know what's in the kli until it breaks, or until you open it up, just like you open up the eggs. So perhaps that's the pshat, and then you see what's going on. Anything similar that you have to break it open to see what's going on inside. So initially, but once it's broken, nasis bakashase. Right, anichlis lekrach, a person who goes into a city in his dream, nas lechafetiv is a simen that his desires will be done, will be accomplished. Shenemar vayanchem el mechoyis chefzam. The word mechoyis explains Rashi means a krach, and vayanchem Kodesh Baruch Hu has led them el mechoyis to the krach chefzam. That means his chafetiv, his desires have been fulfilled. A person who takes a haircut in a dream, simen yofaloi, tuzag gutzach. Why is it gutzach? Says Rashi, because that reminds us of the pasuk by Yosef, vayigalach vayichalef samloisev, and after that Yosef was oil legdula. Rosh is a konoi, if he's taking not only haircut but also a beard trim, loy v'chol mishpach, is a simen good for aim for the ganze mishpach. Can I trouble you for perhaps a little bit of water or seltzer? Hello? Excuse me one second. Okay, continuing on. A person who, in a dream, sees that he's sitting in a small boat, that means a good name is going to precede him. In other words, he'll have a good reputation, just like a boat goes from one place to the other. So, if he's in a small boat, then his reputation will go from one place to the other. If it's a large boat, like a ship, not only for him, but for his whole mishpach. That's tafke if the boat is raised up over the waves in the ocean, in the sea, as opposed to it just lying flat, then there's nothing special. This way it gets elevated, so his name gets elevated. If a person goes to the Beis HaKise in a cholim, simen yofaloi, that's a good simen. Shenemar says, the pasuk miher tzoya lipaseach, that the quickly the tzoya goes out and leaves him, and that leaves him, that gives him, that he relieves himself, says Rashi, that simen hu, Rashi on the right hand side, the last three lines, simen hu shesir choynei hu genusai nifresh b'yoytz mi'olav, anything bad about him, any psoilis sir choyne, anything that has a bad odor to it, or genusai, any genus, anything which is a source of shame or embarrassment, nifresh b'yoytz mi'olav, Baruch Hashem has left him. So that's a simen yofa. But it's only a good simen to loy kinech, that he didn't go and wipe himself in the cholam. Why is that a good simen? Says Rashi, shlehim mis yodav. Because if a person is going to wipe himself, he doesn't do a good job, then his hand is going to become shmutzik, it's going to become soiled. And therefore, the simen yofa loy, that he didn't have to wipe, he didn't have to touch it, and that's a good simen. The person goes up to the roof in a cholam, he's going up. In the same dream, he goes down from the cholam, then he goes down from this gedula. Once you got up to the gag, then you remain, you get the benefit of the oil legdula, even though he came down subsequently, you can't expect him to stay there on the gag all at all times. So therefore, kibitcha ola sublat. Hakorea begodim b'chalim, a person who's tearing his begodim in a cholim, karim legzardinim, it's a simen that the gzardin will be cut. Oimet orim b'chalim, if a person stands in his cholim without clothing, so now it depends. Bibavel oimet b'leichet, if it's in bavel, that means he's standing without any chatoim. If it's b'aretz, b'aretz Yisrael, orim b'le mitzis, then he's standing without clothing, meaning without mitzis. Meaning, explains Rashi, What's the difference between Bavel and Eretz Yisrael? If you look at the top Rashi on the left-hand margin, there's no toisis in this stuff. You see in the top, living in Chutz Laaretz doesn't have any special mitzvahs. So therefore, if you're standing in Chutz Laaretz without clothing, so oimet orim b'loy oisem mitz b'loy oisem avoynos. The only thing you have in Chutz Laaretz is avet. I mean, of course, you have mitzvahs in Chutz Laaretz too. But the point is, you don't have any special mitzvahs atluyos ba'aretz. So, why does he see himself in the dream without clothing? It means that he doesn't have chatoim, and therefore he's, if you will, a tzaddik. However, it's Eretz Yisrael. Sheharbi mitzvahs atrashi, sheharbi mitzvahs tluyos ba, v'zeh oimid orim, simichu orim mi mitzvah yisrael. He doesn't have those mitzvahs. He may have other mitzvahs, but he's missing the mitzvahs of Eretz Yisrael. Purich atu adinu yeliheini melech huaylam shehakoyl niye bedbrei. When I was learning with my son Ben Sion and my nephew Aaron, we were discussing this Gemara. It's not clear from the Gemara when it says Bavavl in Eretz Yisrael, does that mean in his dream he's dreaming about being Orem in Bavavl, and in his dream he's dreaming that he is Orem in Eretz Yisrael, but he might be somewhere else? Or does it mean that he is dreaming in a cholm that he is without clothing? And where is he sleeping? He's sleeping in Bavel. And the second part, he's sleeping in Eretz Yisrael when he has this cholm. So it's not clear from the Gemara whether we're talking about the location of where he's sleeping, or whether we're talking about that the dream that he's dreaming, that in that dream, the location of the setting of the dream is in Bavel and Eretz Yisrael, regardless of whether he happens to be in America or South Africa or in Eretz Yisrael or wherever. So that's not clear to me. Anyway, continuing on. Hanitvus Asajid, a person who has been caught by a Sajid, that means by an officer, Shmira Nasislai, although we would not normally think of that as being a bad simon, it's a good simon because that means that the police are going to watch over him to make sure he doesn't run away, and automatically he has the protection of the police. Nosnu Bekoiler, if they put him in chains, so Sifal Shmira Shmira, Al Shmira, that's even a better Shmira. They have now double security, he's in chains. But that's tough if it's a professional chain. If it's just a rope, loy, then you don't have the benefit of that Shmira Al Shmira. Hanichlis L'agam B'chalim, a person goes into a marsh in a dream, Nasa Rosh Hashiva becomes a Rosh Hashiva. Vos Epis Rosh Hashiva, so Rashi says on the fifth line of the left hand margin, because in an agam, in a marsh, Yesh boy konim gedoilu mektanim, you have large reeds and smaller reeds, usmuchan zelazen, they're next to each other. Similar Rosh Hashiva, shag gedoilu mektanim iskabtsim, yachad kibbutz godel, uboim lishmoya droshim ipiv. The great Rosh Hashiva is going to go and give a big shir, and then you have all types of older and younger Talmidim and other Magidish shir and Rosh Hashivas. Everybody comes to hear the shir, just like the tall and the short reeds. That's a simon that if he sees that he went into a marsh in a cholim, he's going to become a Rosh Hashiva. If he saw that he went into a yar, into a forest, Nasa Rosh L'Bnei Kala. Now, we know that there's a concept of Yarchi Kala. Even today, there's the Indian of Yarchi Kala. And that was typically before the Yom Tovim, Gans Klal Yisrael got together to hear drushes, like we hear nowadays the Shabbos Agudel Drusha and the Shabbos Shiva Drusha, when you get a large crowd together. So you saw the same thing, you had a large crowd getting together on those Shabbos Tekala before Yom Tovim to learn about the halachas of the Yom Tov and the inyanim of the Yom Tov. And Rashi explains, not all of the Talmidim understood exactly what was going on. You had the masses came to the shiurim, but you know, not all of them were Talmidei Chacham. So you had, like you have in certain yeshivas even today, a choizer, or a chazabucha, which means someone that repeats the shir for those that didn't understand it. So here too, the person who goes into the yar, he'll become the Rosh L'Bnei Kala, he'll be the person who chazes the shir for all the Talmidim. Says, Yimara Papa, Rav Huna Bar Yehuda, Yeshua, Chozu Chalma, they both saw a dream. In their dreams, Rapopo Ayil Liagma, and afterwards became Nasa Rosh Hashiva, Rafud Ben Rishua, the Ayil Liar, he went into a forest. Nasa Rosh L'Bnei Kala, like we just said. There's another version, Travayli Agma Aili. Both of them went into an agam, into a marsh. El Rapapa the Tali Tavla, Rapapa that in his dream was wearing a bell around his neck, Nasu Rosh Hashiva. Just like a bell makes a lot of noise, Rosh Hashiva, in his learning and giving the shir, Sakochtzach. It makes a lot of noise and sense that there's Rischa Diraisa, people are being Mefalpal in the Rosh Hashiva shir, they're asking Kashas and then giving Terutzim and Chidushim. So it's like the Tavla, like the bell that makes noise. Von Rabbi Yeshua, Dolei Toli Tavla, he was not wearing such a bell. Nasa Reish Lebnei Kalas, even though he went also to an Agam, but this is the second version, even if you go to an Agam, unless you're wearing a bell, you become Rosh Lebnei Kalas. I went into an agam in a marsh in my dream. And I also had such a bell around my neck. And it made koilus of rukim. It made a koil rash gudol. And eventually, Ravashi became a Rosh Hashiva in Masa Machasya, like the Gemara said before, a few lines ago, that he saw in a dream that he lived with a gantz, with a goose, and afterwards he became the Rosh Hashiva in Masa Machasya. Tori Tanaka made Rav Nachman Yitzchak. Mak is dam b'chalayim. A person who make his dam means that he lets out blood in the cholim avonois b'chulun loy. It's a simon that the avonois are mochul. The reason Rashi says is because an oven is compared to like red blood. Im yadimu katoyla ka tzemer yil. As we know that if your avonois are like red, then you want them to become nislabin, that they should become white on Rosh Hashanah Yom Kippur. Is a simon if you makas dam, you let out some blood, that means you let out avoinus mechulun loy. But Tanya, this is another bright of an oisef, sedurun loy. Sedurun loy sounds like they're all arranged in formation. My sedurun limachal, the taka, all organized in formation to be nimchal by a kodesh baruch. Tani talik amid rav sheishes, haroya nachash b'chalam, if you see a shlang, a snake in a cholam, parnasosim is manis loy, because although the nachash was cursed by a kodesh baruch, and the curse was it'll never have any tam in its food, it'll never have the desire to eat twice kugel or chulund or pizza or sushi. However, wherever it goes, the offer toichal kol yimei chayecha, the nochash can always eat offer, and there's offer throughout the world, so it'll be easy for this person to have parnasa just like the nochash. Nichbel aloi, if the nochash is doubled over, I'm sorry, I skipped a word, nishachai, if the nachash in the dream bit him, nichbulai, it's a simon that the parnas will even be double. Horgoy, if he killed the nachash in the dream, of the parnasos, that means he's going to lose his parnasa, and that's like what's the expression, to kill the hen that laid the golden egg. You go and kill the nachash that has parnasos mezumenesloi, then unfortunately you lose the parnasa. Rav Sheshe said, "Punk fakert. If you manage to go and kill the nochash in the dream, parnasos is going to be doubly good. Why? Because the nochash, of course, is dangerous. So you vanquish the nochash, and therefore your parnasa will only increase." Says the word v'loihi. However, this is not the case. Rav Sheshe, who the chozeh chivya b'chalmei v'katlei. Rav Sheshes himself saw such a cholim. In the cholim, he saw that he killed the nachash. And remember, we learned a couple of days ago that the Masim at Barhejia, that all the cholimis, kol cholimis, holchen achar hapeh. So presumably, Rav Sheshes wanted to interpret the dream in a positive light. So not that you lose the parnasa, but the parnasa will be increased because you conquered the snake. But the Gemara says, but that's not the real pshat. If you see any beverage, any type of drink in a cholim, it's good. Where by yayin it depends. Someone who's drinking wine in a dream, it's good. Someone who's drinking wine, it's not good. Oh, you drink wine and it brings simcha. Others, they drink wine and it's not good. You go and give yayin to mori nafesh, a person who is Nebuch embittered. And the Gemara Moed Katan tells us that they used to go and drink a lot of wine in the Beis Ovel because of Yayin L'mori Nofesh until it got a little bit out of hand, and then they discontinued that practice. Omer Rabbi Yochanan L'tana, Rabbi Yochanan said to one of his Talmidim who was learning a Braisa, Tani, learn about this when you see a mashkin yofan chaloyim chutzman yain. Tamid chacham loy lam toiv loy. Tamid chacham, if he sees wine, that's always good. Shenema lachulachmo belachmi vishu v'yein ma sakti. This will be the lachmo belachmi, although it's referring to ma'acholim, might also be referring to a Talmud Chacham who's loichen b'melchamish l'toyre. And therefore, for that type of person, shu yayin mesachti, he's going to have the yayin, and the yayin is machkim, nichnas yayin, yasasoid, and it brings chachma. Anyway, we had before also that yayin has a connection with chachma. Remember, we had Haroyesh, when that was Shemen Zayis, but we also had other things about Rimoinim. Good. What do we have about the Ashkechom Yain Harekach? A person drinks the Yain Harekach from that juiced wine, the spiced wine. And that wine is referring to Torah. Okay, right. This is Gemara Amar Rabbi Yochanan. On to the Amid base. Top of the Amid. Amar Rabbi Yochanan. Hishkim v'nofel posig b'toich pith. Person wakes up in the morning, and as he wakes up, he is reciting a posuk. Automatically, has a nevuah ketana. It's the Kadosh Baruch Hu sent him a nevuah ketana in the fact that he's saying a pasuk when he's waking up. Tana Rabbanan, Shloisha Malachim Heim. If you see one of the following three kings, Haroya David B'chaloyim, you see David HaMelech, Yitzap HaLachsidus. Because David HaMelech said about himself that Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosid Oni. So that's a remez to Chasidus David HaMelech. Shloima Yitzap HaLachachma, as we know, that Shlomo Melech was Vayechka Mikola Odom, he was the smartest of all people. You see Shlomo, you see Chachma. Achav Yidim Ben Promise, because we know Achav was a very wicked king. Kimel Neviim Heng, Haroya Sefer Melochim, Yitzap HaLegdula. Like all the Melochim, they had tremendous power, and they were, you know, the Melochim kings. Yecheskel Yitzap HaLechachma, because Yecheskel has in it the Mas of Merkava, which is very deep soidois, Kabbalistic. Yeshaya Yitzap HaLechachma. If you see Yeshaya, because a lot of Yeshaya, as opposed to many of the other Nevi'im, wasn't constantly Musar and Teichocha, telling everybody off, admonitions, but rather a lot of Yeshaya is that Mietz Hashem, the time will come, that there will be a lot of consolation, things will turn better. Yirmiyah Yidag Medeparonis, because Yirmiyah Taka does go and criticize all the Yidin for their Averis. Now we have one problem with the Gemara, because we started off their Gimel Nevi'im Heim, and we just enumerated four. Sefer Melochim, Yecheskel, Yeshaya, and Yirmiyah. But notice that there's an Aleph between Yeshaya and Yitzhapa, and that Aleph is the Hagoyas Agra, and he takes that Yeshaya out, so therefore down to three altogether. Shaloisi Ksuvim Gedoylam Heim, if you see three Ksuvim in your dream, Horoya Sefer Tilim, Tilim, as you know, has 150 prakim, so that's large. Yitzhapa L'Chasidus, Tilim was written by David HaMelech, and we just said before, but David HaMelech Shomer Nafshi Ki Chosed Ani. Mishle Yitzap HaLechachma, Mishle was written by Shlomo HaMelech, so you can assume that there's a major repository of Chachma. Iyov Yidag Min HaPeronius, as we know, Iyov had a very difficult life. The Sutton really tore him apart and gave him tzuris. Shloish Ksuvim Ketanim Heim, then we have three short Ksuvim. Haroi Shir HaShirim B'chaloyim, if see Shir HaShim, Yitzap HaLechassidus. Shir HaShim, as we know, is a song, a love song between Kaviyochel Rabbeinu Shalom and Klal Yisrael. It's a very intimate relationship. So a person that sees Shir HaShim in a Cholam is a siman that he is zocha to that intimate relationship with the Kadosh Baruch Hu that only a chosid can attain by his lofty madrega. Keheles, if a person sees Keheles, Keheles is written by Shlomo HaMelech, Yitzap HaLechachma, Keheles is full of great wisdom. Kinois means Eicha, Yireg Menaparani, is because it's talking about Nebuch the Tzaris to befell Klal Yisrael. Etc. that we lay in, of course, on Tisha B'Av. Haray Megillas Esther. Oh, this is now Dover Be'itoy. Neis Nas Aloy Hilmet Shem Si Anais. Just like Esther and Mordechai saw Anais and Klai saw Anais. Shloish Chacham Heim. Haray Rebbe B'Chalim. If you see Rebbe, Yitap L'Chachma. Rabbeinu HaKodesh was a great Chacham. He was Mesad of the Mishnais. Rebbe Blazim Benazari, Yitap L'Chashiris. We had the beginning of the Masechta that they, when they were Mesalik, Ram Gamliel from the Nesias, they had a number of candidates, and they chose Reb Elazar ben Azariah because he had, in addition to being a great Chacham, he was also a great Oisher. Reb Shmuel ben Elisha, Yirim ben Aparonius, Rashi points out, because Rosh Hashanah ben Elisha was one of the Asur Harugi Malchus, and he had a very, very terrible, terrible death done by the Romans that went and they were mafshit or karkaftoi bechayev. They went and scraped off and stripped off the face, the skin of his face when he was still alive. Rachman Litzlam. Shloisha Tamid Chomim, there are three great Tamid Chom that you see Bachalim, Haroi ben Azi Bachalim, Yitzapal Chsidis, Ben Zoyme, Yitzapal Chochma, Acher Yidag Min Aparanis. All three of these, Ben Azai, Ben Zoyme, and Acher, were all great. They all went into Arba Nichlasula Pardes, which is, of course, brought to Mesechtas Chagiga. The fourth one that we left out is Rabbi Kiva. Between Ben Azai and Ben Zoyme, it says that one of them, Nebuch, became Fadrait. And one of them, Nebuch, passed away. Acher was Kitzitz ben Atiyos, which means he was the first recorded off the Derech. And Rabbi Kiva was the only one that Nichlas B'Sholem v'Yotza B'Sholem. Kol mina chayis yofes l'chaloyim. Alla mina chayis are good. Chutz min hapil v'akoyf v'hakipoit. A pil is an elephant. A koyf and a kipoit. Koyf is a monkey. And a kipoit is something similar to a monkey. V'omer mar horoy a pil b'chaloyim. If you see, you're just telling me that a pill is bad. Kol mini chayis yofes chaloyim. Pill is, however, bad. V'mamar, and then we're going to repeat yesterday's gemara. Roy a pill b'chaloyim pella nasaloy. Then you go and see a pella, in other words, a wonder, like a ness. So to malekasha hod mesarik hod lemesarik. It depends whether or not this pill, whether this elephant had a saddle on it or didn't. If it had a saddle, that means presumably it's under the control of a human being, that a person can ride on it. So it's a good tesimon. If it doesn't have any saddle, that means presumably a person cannot ride on it, can't use it. Chas v'shalom, that pill shouldn't go and ride on the human being. Kol mina matchas yofan chalom. Any type of metal instrument is good in a chalom. Chutz mimar, pesel v'kardim. These are three things which are used typically in the fields. Each one of them, it destroys, for instance, weeds, or it cuts up and plows the field. So although they are constructive instruments, they are destructive instruments. If you see them in a cholim, is nishgut. As a mar is a hoe, a pestle is similar to a shovel, and kardim is either a shovel and or an axe. Anyway, all three of these can be used as weapons, not of mass destruction, of minor destruction. So they're not good. But that's tough if you see them in the dream with their handles. If they're missing the handles, it's pretty worthless. I'm sure you've had hammers that the handles fell out of the hammer. You can't use the hammer anymore. If you have a broomstick without the stick, if you have the broom without the broomstick, you can't use it, etc. All different types of fruits are good. Chutz mi pagit tomorrow. Pagit tomorrow means unripened dates. That's no good. Kol mini yirokas yofa chaloyim. Vegetables are good. Chutz mi rosh lefosos, as opposed to the heads of turnips. And you remember we had about that. Rashi points out by Rova that he saw rosh lefosos in the dream, and then Barhedya said, "Oh, you know what's going to happen? You're going to get klep, ibr and kop," and that's what happened. There were two sagi nehoirim that were fighting. Rova tried to make peace between them, and they went, each one of them, and hit him over the head with a shtekin that had at the end of it a wider or heavier piece, and that's not good. So if you see Rosh HaLefosos in a dream, nishgut. Freitim of Amar, Amar Rav. Rav said about himself, lo yiatri, I didn't become wealthy ad chazoi Rosh HaLefosos until I saw these turnip heads in a dream. So timor ki chozeh bekanayu chozeh. He was talking about that he saw them still mechuber, attached to the ground. Then they are good. But once they are tallish, in nishkit. Kol min tzivoyim yofel chalayim. All different types of colors that you see in the dream are good. Chutz min atcheles. We think of tcheles as being blue, but Rashi says tcheles is yoroik, which means they're really aquamarine. Aquamarine means that they're a blend between green and blue. And Rashi points out that if you see a person's face that Nebuchadnezzar's greenish or yellowish, like jaundice, that's not a good simen. It's a simen that the person Nebuch is sick. So if you see one of those colors in Nishkit. Kol mini oifes yofan chaloyim, all different types of birds are good. Chutz min akariya v'kifufa korporoi. All the three of them sound like owls. Rashi says that they have lesosos, they have cheeks like a human being. So therefore they're basically telling the person in the dream, you look like this owl because it looks similar to the human features. And those are nishgit. So the Rabbite Haguf Haguf Mayon Meshivin Umarchivin Tzir. Kimon Nechnasan Leguf. Three things. Now this is not talking anymore about a cholim. This is talking about three things that a person ingests in his body. Vein a guf nenemen, but the body doesn't get any nourishment. Good gedonios are cherries. The kafnios, that means it's an inferior type of tamarim of date, upagi tamarim, an unripened date. Now even though many people do get a tremendous amount of people like cherries. However, the Gemara is telling us it doesn't give you nourishment. Remember that the Mogen Avraham and other Achroinim say that you can't bring a raya from the Gemara to nowadays because the tivium have changed. People's nature, the body structure, the anatomy and biology has changed over the years. So I don't know whether cherries today do give nourishment or don't give nourishment, but if they do, it's not a steer from the Gemara because things have changed over time. And of course, today's cherries may be different than the cherries of that time. And the people are different. Good. Shloish einich nosim leguf vaguf nenemen. The three things that you do not ingest, but the guf has hanor. Elu hein rachitza, a person takes a shower. Oh, amachaya. Vesicha, he smears himself. Vetashmish. Now, it's not clear what tashmish means. We'll wait another moment. But these three things, nothing goes into the body, but nevertheless, the body has ano. Shloish me'ein olam haba, three are me'ein olam haba, eluhein Shabbos, we sing the Anigar and Shabbos, me'ein olam haba, yom Shabbos menucha. Shemesh is me'ein olam haba, the heat, the machaya, if you're cold, you go out into the shemesh, the rays give you lots of light and gives you lots of warmth. V'tashmish. Now the question is, what tashmish do we eat? Tashmish to ma'ile v'tashmish amita ha-mechish kochish. Person that engages in tashmish, that person becomes shvach. He becomes weakened as a result. So how can you say that it's me'ein oilam haba? Ela means tashmish nekovim. That means that the person was able to relieve himself in the beis hakiseh. Oh, so nothing went in. It's but the fact that he was able to relieve himself in the basic kisa, it does like gevaldig hanoah for a person that he got all the shmutz out. On this point, the Ben Yayod says that it could be that the Gemara, when it says tashmish nekovim, is only referring to the second memra, that the me'en olam haba is the tashmish nekovim, but not tashmish amita, because tashmish amita shvachs you up, it weakens you. But that's because olam haba is total purity, total goodness, total benefit, and therefore you don't have any occasion to have any weakness. So it has to be, we're talking about tashmish nekovim. But on the first part, that we're saying that the guf nehena mehen, that could be that it's referring to tashmish amita, because even though the person taka becomes weakened, but he still has a not. So we're not sure, says Ben Yoyoda, it's not clear that Tashrish HaNekovim goes on both, or perhaps only on the second member. Shloish Meshivin Data Shalorim. Three give a certain Yishuv Adas, a person's upset, and then he Zoichet to these three things, it gives him Yishuv Adas, it gives him a degree of comfort. Elohein Koil Umara Vereach. You hear a beautiful song, beautiful concert, you see beautiful scenery, Reach, you have a beautiful smell. All three of those give Yishuv Adas. Shloshim Achivin Da'at Shalodim. Three gives Harchoves Adas. In other words, the person is in a good mood. He's not doesn't need Yishuv Adas, but nevertheless, they give him a nice degree of comfort. Elohein Dira Noat Isha Noa VeKelim Noam. Person comes home, let's say from a day in the office, and it was a good day. But when he comes home, he has a Dira Noa Isha Noa VeKelim Noam. It really opens up his heart and his mind. It really feels good. It gives him a huge comfort level. Even though we say in the Eish Yisrael that Sheker Achein Vehevel Yoifi Isha Yiras Hashem Hi Tesal, it doesn't mean exclusively we should only look for Yiras Shemayim. That's the important midah. But besides that, it's good to have a wife that appeals to you physically, Isha Noah, because the Gemara says over here that it's Marach of Dath Shalodim, so a person shouldn't dafka look for an ugly wife. So they need to have a good-looking wife. Chamisha v'shishim asorim simen. Zokti mora chamisha echad mishishim. Eilim. Eiluhein. There are five things which we're going to enumerate now, that each one of them has only 1/60th of its potential. What are those five? Eish, fire, dvash, honey, Shabbos, shina, sleeping, v'cholim, and a dream. Eish echad mishishim legehenim. We know how fiery and how much of a burn one can get from fire. Gehenim is 60 times as much, so it's a very, very hot very hot fire. Dvash echem shishim laman. The Torah says about man is ketzapiches bedvash. So the Gemara is telling us that man was in fact 60 times as sweet, if you will, as honey. Shabbos echem shishim olam haba. Shabbos is 1/60 of olam haba. We sing the main olam haba yom Shabbos menucha. Shina is echem shishim lamisa. Shina sleeping is like 1/60 of chas v'shalom being dead. That's why every morning we wake up, we say moida ani lefanecha. Shechzar to be nishmasi bechemla. Shechzar to you gave me back my neshama. Chas v'shalom, the person didn't wake up dead. He woke up. Choloim echem shishim lenevuah. Seeing a cholim is like 1/60 of nevuah. We see, but when the Kodesh Baruch Hu spoke to Miriam and to Aaron about Moshe Rabbeinu, Kodesh Baruch Hu said by other Nevi'im, Kodesh Baruch Hu b'chaloi madaber boy, lo'echein avdi Moshe b'chol beisi nemanu. Anyway, the point is that the Kodesh Baruch Hu sometimes shows nevuah through a cholim. Shisha devarim simen yofa l'chayla. Six things are good for a cholim. Elohein, itush, sneezing, zeya, perspiring, shul is diarrhea, keri is letting out shechva zera, v'shina, and sleeping, b'cholim, and having cholim. So now the first four, the Itush, Zeya, Shoshal, and Keri, are all similar, that unfortunately the person is sick, and to become well, he has to drain himself from all the bad body liquids, if you will. So Itush, when he gives a sneeze, Tachsiv, Atishoyis of Tohel, or that brings light to him, his sneezing. So he got out that sneeze, that whatever he sneezed out. Zeya, the perspiration, Tachsiv, Zeya, Zatecha, Toicha, Lechem. Just like with perspiration, you're going to go and eat bread, so this person will see sustenance from his choyli. Shoshul, he lets out all the shmutz in his body through diarrhea, Tachsiv, Mir, Tzeya, the Pasech, Vilayomas, the Shachas. The word Shachas is a synonym for the Gehenim. So if a person gets out all the shmutz from him, he gets out all the Averis, Vilayomas, the Shachas, he won't go and die and go to Gehenim. So here too, he got out all the shmutz from his body, and therefore he will if he gets out the bodily emissions of zera, that too is because he's draining his body from all poisonous body fluids because of he's sick. Shina, if a person sleeps, yishanti ozi nuachli. If you have shina, then that will bring you menucha. The Rambam writes, Yishanti Oz, a person should sleep 8 hours, because Oz is Begematria 8. If you sleep 8 hours, you'll get Menucha. They say about the Vilna Gaon that he only slept 4 hours. And they asked him, Akashav, in this Rambam, that the Rambam says you have to sleep 8 hours. So he said, Yishanti Oz, I also sleep 8 hours, but I sleep 8 hours over a 2-day period. In 2 days, there are 48 hours. So I sleep 8 of the 48, and I leave over the other 40. Yishanti Oz, when I sleep 8, Yonuach Li, I have Menucha for 40, because Li, Lamed Yud, is Begematria 40. So in a 48-hour period, I sleep 8 hours, 4 hours a night. Chaloim Dechsiv, Vatachlimeni, V'achyeni. We had this more than brought before. Vatachlimeni as a result of the Cholim that gives Chiyas to the Chol. Shishu Dvar Merapenes HaCholim Mechol Yoy, Urufu Asir Rufuah. Six things, and this is not a cholim. Here we're talking about practical medical advice. That six things are good as refuah. Eluhain, what are those? Kruv. We've had this thing more before. The kruv cabbage is good for a cholim. Matardin and beets. The season yevation, or Rashi has another girsa. May season, either cooked season or dry season. Season in the English in the article is pennyroyal. I'm not sure what pennyroyal is, but whatever it is. Cooked or dry, pennyroyal is good. The keva means one of the four stomachs of an animal. Every animal has a keva, metakeris, metahemsis, and a besa koisois. So the keva is healthy. The heres is the womb of a female animal. The aseris hakoved is the diaphragm, that membrane over the koved, over the liver. The yesh omrim av dogim tanim, v'loyoyda, we had this gemara before, v'loyoyda el shadogim tanim, mafrin umavrin kogu fishlodim, person eats a small fishlach, that's very healthy for a person. On the other hand, the 10 things which are not good for a chayla, for cholia kasha, and it makes it only worse. Eluhain, whenever you go to the doctor or your mother will tell you, eat light. If you're not feeling well, eat light meals. What it means, eat light? The following are not good. Eluhain, oichel basar shor. If you go and eat heavy beef, basar shamein, fatty meat, basar tzli, roasted meat, basar tziporim, pigeon meat, beitzluya, or even if you eat eggs, but you eat a roasted egg, go and eat a nice boiled egg, or take boiled chicken, or boiled meat, that's much easier for the choyle. V'tiglachas, a person who's not feeling well should not go and take a haircut, because the hair protects the scalp and protects the head from cold and from the winds. V'shachlayim, shachlayim is called cress, which I believe is a form of lettuce. That's also no good. V'achol v'agvina, and milk and cheese. V'amerchetz, if you're sick, don't go to Beis Amerchetz, because that's going to make you very shvach. It's going to make you very weak. V'yeshomrim af egoizim, to go and eat nuts. V'yeshom af kishuim, to go and eat gourds or pumpkins. Tan Rabbi Shmuel, lo menikah shman kishuim, how did he even get the name kishuim? And they shen koshin leguf kacharovais. They're bad for the body, just like swords. V'yeshomar eini, how could you say that? V'akseva shen nepas, v'yem ha-shem Allah, shnei goyim evitneich. Rivki Menu had two children, Yaakov and Esav, in her bulk. I'll take goyim, don't say goyim, elegeyim. Gay means people of aristocracy, people of nobility, higher class people. For Rabbi Yehuda, this is referring to Amarav. Ilu Antoninus for Rabbi Shleposma Shulchanim, like Tzinoim v'lechazerif v'lekishuin. Rashi brings this in Chumash, referring to Rabbi and Antoninus. Rabbi, of course, was Rabbeinu HaKodesh. Antoninus was the Kaiser, but they became best friends, and they were both the wealthiest people during their lives. And neither of them, Liposik Mishulchanim, neither of them failed to have on their tables at all times tznoin, which are radishes, lechazeres, and romaine lettuce, lekishuim, libimaisacham, libimaisacham. They always had these three items as standard items for all of their guests on their tables at all times. Freitimura, you just said now that kishuim is bad. Why would you go and be offering kishuim on the table for your guests? If they happen to be big, like big pumpkins, those are nishgit. Presumably you have to go and cook it into pumpkin soup, then it's good. But as a hard pumpkin, it's not good. But this kleinschige, like small gourds, small cucumbers, that's a different story. That's what Antoninus and Rebbe had on their tables. Tanur Rabbanan. Again, we're going back to Chalomis. Meis Babayis, if in your Cholom you see Nebuch, someone passed away in the house, Shalom Babayis, then things are still, they're quiet, they're at peace in the house, because Nebuch, the person, is at peace. Och, v'shosu Babayis, if he sees in his Cholom that he's eating and drinking in the house, Simen Yofel Babayis, that means the Baruch Shem, there's food and drink. Notel Kelim and Babayis, if in the Cholom you see that they're moving out the furniture, Simen Ra Babayis, but not all types of furniture, Tirgim Rapapa, Dafke Mesana V'sandala, if they're removing his shoes and his sandals, that is not a good simen. Because the Gemara says that you go and should sell anything that you own to go and buy footwear. You shouldn't walk around barefoot in the street. Number one, because it's dangerous in terms of physical. You can step on a nail, or you can get germs and bacteria, or this or that. And besides that, it's a derech bizoyin. Anyway, so you see that in dream, those are nishke gotezach, simen ra. Called the shokel shichva mali, if you see a dead person in a dream taking things away, that's okay. Barim misadu misandala. However, if he's schlepping away your shoes or your sandals in a dream, that's not a good simon. Called the yov shichva mali, if you see a dead person in a dream giving you something, that's good. Barim after v'chardal, unless he's giving you offer. Offer means that he's giving you dirt. That's a simon that you should prepare your grave, the earth, for the plot. V'chardal is mustard. The Vusat mustard steam. So Rashi is silent on this. However, the art scroll brings from another Gemara, Masechet Shabbos, Koflam Adalid, that they would go and sweeten the chardol by putting it on a gecheles, and the gecheles would if you had a charcoal, you had hot coals. What happened was that the chardol would become sweeter by putting it on the gecheles, and the gecheles would be extinguished. So here too, by the shichva, the dead person giving you chardol, chas v'sholom, it means it would be extinguishing perhaps the sparks of life that a person has. So that's not a good siman. Okay, now we go back to the Mishnah. We finish with the chaloimis. Mokim shenekra mimenu avodis gilulim. If a person sees a place where the Avodah Zarah was removed, then you make a special bracha. The Mishnah tells us the bracha, and it's going to be repeated now in the Braisa. So the Braisa begins, Tanur Rabbanan, Roya Markulius. Person sees Markulius, a statue called Markulius. You'll remember Markulius is an Avodah Zarah where they used to go and throw stones at the Avodah Zarah. So if you see that statue, you don't see it destroyed. Forget, you see the statue erect. Oymi, you make a bracha, Baruch Shanosan, Erech Apayim, La'iv Ritzoynai, Kodesh Baruch Hu's Marech Af. He allows this lousy Avodah Zarah to stand there, and he doesn't break it, he doesn't destroy it. So Kodesh Baruch Hu is nosan erech apayim. Kadosh Baruch Hu is marach af or if retoinet to those that violate his rotzen. Mokshish neemra nekrim men avodit chum. However, in a place where avodit chum was removed, oyim baruch she'akar akam yartzenu, like we learned in the Mishnah. But we continue on, and we say, ukeshem shenekrim mokam zeh, just like this avodah zarah was removed from this place, kinti akar bikol mekoymes Yisrael, everywhere in Klal Yisrael, all avodah zarah should be removed. V'hoshev lev avdeim li'avdach, and Kodesh Baruch Hu, you should allow the heart of the oivdei avodah zarah to return to you and to serve you. But that's only in Eretz Yisrael. B'chutz la'aretz ein tzorach lo'im v'hoshev lev avdeim li'avdach, why? Neisharu bo'im t'chom. Most of the people that are oivdei avodah zarah in chutz la'aretz are goyim. No, so the goyim, they can do their thing. We don't have to be mispal that they should do tshuva, so to speak. You should also use the words v'hashav lev avdeim li'avdach, and they shall see them this guy, because eventually all the goyim la'asalavai are all going to convert. Shenemar, oh, is at the time of Mashiach, or the time of la'asalavai, efeich el amim sofa berura, they're all going to be nepach li'ishach, they're going to become yidin. Torah Rav Amnuna, haroi above v'rusha. If you enter into Bavel, not now, but presumably many, many years ago, when Bavel was in ruins as a result of the destruction that HaKadosh Baruch Hu wrought on Bavel for themselves destroying Eretz Yisrael, that was in the coming that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took against them. So if you enter into Bavel Rishah, Tzarech Levarach Chamesh Brachos, you make five brachos, not simultaneously, but rather, or contemporaneously, but rather when you see five things. Ra Bavel, as soon as he enters into Bavel, Oimer, Baruch Shehechrev Bavel, Baruch Hashem, the Kadosh Baruch Hu destroyed Bavel. HaRishah, Shehechrev Bavel Rishah. Ra Beis Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar, if he finds the mansion, the palace of Nebuchadnezzar in ruins, Oimer, Baruch Shehechrev Beis Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. We all know Nebuchadnezzar was a tremendous Rasha. Ra Aguv Shel Royas, if he sees a lion's den, Akiv Shena Eish, or a major furnace, Oimer, Baruch Shehechrev Beis Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar Rasha. Oimer, Baruch Shehechrev, because the Aguv Shel Royas is referring to Daniel. The Kivshin Eish is referring to Hanani Mishael Vazariah. There's one problem that the word Lavoiseinu, whenever it's used, it's always referring to the Ovis Kedoshim, or it's referring to the Shiftei Ka, but it's not referring to individuals like Daniel and Hanani Mishael Vazariah, and that's why the Beis of the Vilna Goin changes Lavoiseinu rather to Tzadikim. So Baruch She'asa Nisim La Tzadikim Umakam Azeh. Ruamar Kulias, like we had before, you saw the statue. Oyme makes a bracha, Baruch Shanasin Erchapayim, La Oivrei Retzaine. Ruamakim Shanait, Limimenu Offer. There are places in Bavel where they took out the offer. It's similar to here in America, they have large, large places where they did strip mining, where they stripped out all the coal. And once you stripped out the coal, that area becomes totally barren and uninhabitable. There's nothing can grow and nobody can live there. And that's called strip mining. So here too, in Bavel, there were large places where they took out huge amounts of offer, but there it was not for strip mining, but really for construction, Rashi says, to go and build. And therefore, those places where all the offer was removed, Oyme, he says, Baruch Oyme, he said, Goizer Mekayim, because Baruch was Goizer, that that place should not be inhabitable and that all the offer should be removed. And in fact, Rava, Kiyab, Chazi, Chamri, when he saw Chamoyrim, Iceland donkeys, the Shakli Afra, that were carrying the offer from Bavel, Toruflu Yoda al Gabayu, who'd give kind of a pat in the back, the Oman, he would say to the Chamoyrim, Rehoitu Tzadiki, you Tzadikim, run, Lemebed Reusa de Maraichu, to go and fulfill the wishes of your master. Because Hashem wants that this part of Bavel should become totally barren, and you are accomplishing that. In fact, Marbarei Ravinakev, Matl Bavel, when he came to Bavel, Avishakal Afer Besudrei, he would take a little bit of offer and put it into his Sudr, like into a handkerchief, or what have you. Bishad Libran, then he would throw it outside, Kaim Hashinemar, to go and be Mekayim, what it says in the Pasuk, Tetasiya Bimetate Hashmeid. The Kadosh Baruch Hu is going to sweep up with a broom of destruction in Bavel. So here too, he contributed to the removal of the offer. How? By symbolically taking some offer to Sudre and then throwing it to the wind. Now, this whole memory about the five brachas was said by Rav Hamnuna, Amar Rav Ashi, Anu Hod Rav Hamnuna Loi Shemili. I didn't hear this from Rav Hamnuna. Lemitatoi Baruch Sinu Lekul. When I came to Bavel, I knew to make these five brachas about Bavel Rishon, about Beis Yisrael Nebuchadnezzar, etc., etc. Okay, Zach Yisrael Boisai, mentioned to be continued tomorrow, Kol Tov.